we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. We give you the adoration. In Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands and give the Lord the praise. Those in the overflows outside, give the Lord a shout of victory. Is that all the shout you'll shout outside? Inside and outside, give the Lord a louder shout of victory. Shake three hands around you and tell them, get ready for the blessing of God. Get ready. In Jesus' precious name, please be seated. I welcome everyone here today for preservation service all the way from the powerful city of Onitsha. Hallelujah. You believe that God has something in store for you today? Say loud, amen. Very, very quickly, I am speaking on preservation by the blessing. Preservation by the blessing. In the book of Job, chapter 1 and in verse 10. God speaking concerning Job, Satan speaking concerning Job, said, "Hast thou not made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land." The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Our objective is as it is stated. First, understanding the preservation power of the blessing. And number two, to understand keys to preservation by the blessing. Understanding the preservation power of the blessing and understanding keys to preservation by the blessing. Throughout scripture, we see the covenant fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, were people who were preserved, protected, and defended by the blessing of God. Preserved, protected, defended. They were not victims of cheap wastage by the devil. The forces of hell could not destroy them. They were not wasteable materials. And I speak to someone here today. No devil shall waste your life. No devil shall waste your life. No devil shall destroy your life. The question is, how does the blessing of God preserve the blessed? Number one, the blessing of God is accompanied by the hedge of divine preservation around the life of the blessed. Is accompanied. When the blessing comes, it does not come alone. It comes accompanied with the hedge of divine preservation for the blessed. The same way you see the snail and you see the shell, and you see the tortoise, and it does not come alone. It came with a shell. In the same manner, the blessing of God, does not come alone. It came accompanied. Accompanied with what is called the hedge. That was what we saw in Joshua in Job chapter 1 and in verse 10. Have you not made the hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? You are blessed the work of his hands and you increased him on every side. Hallelujah. So the blessed man, the blessed woman is not vulnerable. When you see Abraham, when you see Isaac, when you see Jacob, when you see men and women walking in the blessing, there is a wall around them. Impenetrable wall. That was what Satan saw. He said, by this blessing, something is around this man. Nobody can touch him. I came to announce to somebody, from this day forward, you are untouchable. Every witch and every wizard and every agent of darkness in your community, they will see that hedge around your life. They will see that protection around your life. And they will go back to hell. Number two, the blessing of God activates the shield of favor or fortune around the life of the blessed. It activates the shield of favor or fortune around the life of the blessed. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will compass him about as with a shield. That's Psalm 5 and in verse 12. There is a shield of favor or fortune. What is that? What does that mean? You are shielded with favor, shielded with fortune. You cannot be surrounded with misfortune. Hey! By the blessing of the Lord, you are shielded by favor, shielded with fortune. You are not the one they should be telling is unfortunate. Hard luck, hard luck. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord. That shield shall begin to speak today. That shield of fortune, that shield of favor that delivers from misfortune and disfavor shall begin to speak today. You believe that? Say it loud, amen. Take your seat. Number three, the blessing of God establishes a perpetual injunction against destroyers and destruction. Perpetual injunction. Perpetual injunction against destroyers and destruction concerning the life of the blessed. Perpetual. Is there any lawyer around here? Or any legal person? Okay, so I'll call on you to tell me about that. Will you be able? I hope it's not an examination. All right. Isaiah chapter 65 and in verse 8. Isaiah 65 and in verse 8. He said, thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not. Why? A blessing is inside it. Destroy it not. A blessing is inside it. There is a decree, a command. Come tell me now about perpetual injunction. God bless you. So what is it about when they say there is a perpetual injunction?
There are two types of injunction. There is interim injunction and perpetual injunction. Interim injunction is for the time being. But perpetual injunction is
permanent.
Indefinitely, as long as possible. Very long. Very
and the injunction means what?
Injunction is stop.
Prohibition.
Yes.
You are stopped. You are resisted.
Let it be as it is.
Somebody is playing with your land. And they say there is an interim injunction. Until the case is decided, don't near that land. and then perpetual injunction forever. You have nothing to do with this land. Hey! Thank you. You passed the test. When I say there is a perpetual injunction on the life of the blessed, God is saying forever, Satan, this man is untouchable. This woman is untouchable. This family is untouchable. This child is untouchable. Somebody shout, power! Look at your number, say there is a perpetual injunction on your life from Jehovah. Against destroyers, you are not wasteable. You are not touchable. You are not destroyable. Shout power! Help me shake the hands of seven people. Tell them congratulations, 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 congratulations. Likaparata kazagalabara nahusa talaradagara. Now, before you sit down, tell 300 people, tell them, there is an injunction on your life. Are you aware? Are you aware? Woo! You didn't do it because there are many people that have certain things and they are never aware. The Bible says, man that is in honor and knoweth it not is like the beast that perish. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not that they are destroyed because the devil was too powerful. Not that they are destroyed because the causes of their family is too strong. But they are not aware. Lack of awareness can kill far more than any deadly disease. Are you feeling what I'm saying here today? He said the secret things belong to God, but the things that are revealed belong to us. If it is not revealed to you, it cannot be released for you. This injunction, you can't experience it until you are aware that when you go to your village, you can't be killed by any witch, you can't be wasted by any wizard, you cannot be destroyed by any occultist. There is a statement hanging on your head, a verdict over your life, a decree over your life, an injunction over your life that no devil can touch you, can trespass around you. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord establishes a perpetual injunction against destroyers and destruction concerning the life of the blessed. Number four, the blessing of God has a covenant response system. Have you heard this kind of thing before? It has a covenant response system. Okay, call it a covenant response system. That's right. Reacting to everyone according to their actions. I'd like it to sink into your head. It is a covenant response system that reacts to everyone according to their actions. Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 2 to verse 3. He said, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them. That is the response system. That is the response system. I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse him that curseth you. What is most important is not what anybody does against you. Yes, sir. What is most important is that what they will get is determined by what they give. Yes, I am not the door. It's an intrinsic system. It has intrinsic automaticity. It is inherently automatic. You don't need to set the system. It's like the heartbeat of a man. If you want to die, try me. Try to kill me. If you want to live, support my, enhance my life. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you want the blessing, release the blessing. It bounces back. If you want curses, try to curse me. It bounces back. If you want help, help me. It bounces back. If you want to harm me, it bounces back. That is, a blessed person is a mobile blessing and a mobile curse. What you get is determined by what you release. That is what I call the covenant response system. It is wired into their lives. So don't be afraid for what people think or wish you. If they wish you well, it is well with them. If they wish you evil, the evil multiplies for their lives. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout power. Somebody shout glory. Look at your number, say there is a response system in my life with inherent automaticity. It is wired natural. Tell me, it's wired natural. I don't have to do anything about it. It's just there. Bless me, it returns back to you. Try to curse me, you get the harvest of it. Anything you want for your life, wish me. You want life, wish me life. You want destruction, wish me destruction. Some of us are not, I don't know the number of those who have been wasted on account of wishing evil. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Can you see the power of the blessing? When everybody, when people say the blessing, they think is a greeting. Bless you. Bless you. The blessing of God is, it made Abraham like rock. Sit down. We'll go further. So the blessing of God has a covenant response system, reacting to everyone according to their actions. That is what makes you preserved. Because if they want you to die the death. They are wishing you. Oh, some of us may not be here since it was based on the wishes of witches, or the wishes of wizards, or the wishes of demonic occult people. I was ministering one day, and I was prophetically talking to somebody about his life and how several things were happening around his life. Professional person. But his challenge was family based. Very, very strong occult, where one person divided the destiny of everybody. And the man said, yes, he knows the it was 100% accurate. Are you hearing me? I don't know how the devil involved got my number. I said, so you are a professor. I am telling him that somebody took his destiny. That is the agent of the devil. Yes. And began to threaten. That is, he agreed that he is the one who did the man. And is now angry that somebody is trying to deliver him. Anybody who carries the lion by the tail will not live to tell the story. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord. The devil wishing you destruction. Destruction is multiplied to them 1,000 times. Destruction is multiplied to them 1,000 times. You believe it, shout the loudest amen. T- Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I was just telling you about the number of people who wish us evil. That was what brought that story. That you deliver somebody is a challenge to the person who tied him. That you are setting people free is a challenge to the principalities of the territory. But they are there. They are roasted. Hallelujah. They are roasted. Somebody say it loud, amen. Number five, the blessing of God fertilizes the life and destiny of the blessed unto flourishing, increase, and multiplication. It's a fertilizer unto flourishing, unto increase, unto multiplication. In the land of Israel in those days, or in the earth in those days, in Genesis 26, there was famine everywhere. But God blessed Isaac. Genesis 12, Genesis 26, verse 1, then verse 12 to verse 13. And Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year a hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. What did that blessing do? The man was great, went forward, and grew, not grown. He grew, not dried, until he became very great. In Exodus chapter 1 verse 12, in the land of Egypt, when they were afflicting the children of Israel, a blessed race, the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. You are not finishable, you are finishless. They wanted to finish them, but something was inside them that prevented their finishing. When somebody says, we are going to finish you, tell them there is something inside me that is anti-finishing agent. Hey! Anti-finishing, anti-finishing, antifungal, antiviral, antibiotics, antimicrobial. There is something inside that. It resists being finished. The affliction actually became their fertilizer. The things that come to hurt you will eventually come to help you. They plan to stop you, but they actually stepped you up. Somebody say a louder amen. Amen. Lift your hands and say, I am blessed 5 times. 2, 3, 4, 5. So just remember, when they say, I will finish you, whether it's finish your life physically, finish your destiny, finish your business, whatever they want to finish, there is something you have on the inside of you that is anti-finishing. It's an anti-finishing agent. It prevents finishing. I'm looking for the communion. All right, because the Bible calls it the cup of the blessing. 1 Corinthians 10:16. So we are going to drink liquid blessing and eat solid blessing. Hey! Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. How does the blessing preserve? What number are we now? We are going to number 6. The blessing of the Lord establishes angelic presence around the life of the blessed. You know, blessing is mostly a product of the covenant. And covenant activates angels. Genesis 32:1-2. Jacob the blessed went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. This was when he was going to confront Esau. Angels already came to say, we are here, calm down. We are here, nothing spoiled. Jacob speaking said in Genesis 48 verse 16, he said, the angel that redeemed me, which redeemed me from all evil, blessed the lads. He was permanently in the company of angels as a blessed man. And what will the angels do? Psalm 34 and in verse 7. He said, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. So to be blessed is to be surrounded with the company of angels. Number 7, the blessing of the Lord causes, the blessing of God causes him, that is God, capital letter H, to move directly into action where necessary for the defense of the blessed. The blessing of God on your life, it will cause God to move into action where necessary for the defense of your life. In Genesis chapter 20, verse 1 to verse 3, somebody took Abraham's wife, and Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and journeyed in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech king of Gerar sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream of the night, by night, and said to him, behold, you are a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. You are not about to die, Abimelech. You died. You are hearing this, you are hearing this voice from your other life. But I will give you a chance to wake up and go and apologize to the man. So when you wake up in the morning, realize that you got another chance. You got another chance. You got another chance to go and make appeal. Peradventure, your life may be preserved. Am I communicating? That is how God moves. You are a dead man. Take your seat. God did the same to Laban on the matter of Jacob. In Genesis 31 verse 24, God appeared to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night, and he said unto him, take heed that you speak not to Jacob either good or bad. If you cannot tell him anything, don't say anything. Hey, either or not, don't leave him alone. Just leave him in his lane. That is God more at work then than now? He's the same yesterday, today. He said, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. I am receiving testimonies from the Philippines till today. I got testimonies today. I'm going to read some of them out on Sunday. A man who had been mad for 30 years. Filipino 30 years madman. At the expiration of the crusade, in the course of the crusade, his senses returned. He came to church dressed as a normal human being on Sunday morning for the first time in 30 years. He said, mayors of cities, not this city, not any of the city we went, mayors of other cities and provinces went to church this Sunday for the first time. As they heard what they said, since the Pagadian, since the creation of that state, in the knowledge and history of that state, to the knowledge of the mayor, there hasn't been such a meeting. To the volume of such a crowd. Never. Never. That there is revival fire everywhere. Pastors, ministers, churches are all on fire. Evangelizing. All manner of exploits. By just 1 week's meeting, set the whole nation on fire. Not the mayors of the place we went, other cities. That's the Pagadian crusade I show you there. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I am saying that we are still serving the God who is still working today. He walked yesterday in Bible days. He's walking today. And we are seeing his walk today. And I announce to you right now. I announce to you right now, in the name of Jesus, 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 the God who visited Laban, the God who visited Abimelech, that God is visiting you today. He's going to visit those who want you dead. He's going to visit those. Oh, Mahashakalala. He's going to visit people regarding your life and clear the doubt of those who need their doubt cleared. Give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Now people are calling from diverse places for revival. From Fiji Island, from Solomon Island, from Vanuatu, three countries in one stretch. Nicaragua shifted their date to coincide with when we are available. All over the world, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. As the waters cover the seas. And today, that blessing shall be real in your life. My time is up, but let me quickly rush. What are the qualifications for the blessing of preservation? What happens? What does God do to preserve? What do we do to experience the blessing of preservation? Number one, it's a quality covenant walk with God. Quality covenant walk with God activates his blessing and his preservation. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Come out of your father's house to the land. I will show you. Genesis 12 from verse 1 all the way to verse 5. Covenant is nothing but a relationship. A relationship of highest value and import in the life of a person. Summary is, there is nobody that is closer to you than God, not even your wife. There is nothing that is more valuable to you than God. And there is nothing that can come between you and your God. And there is nothing that is too big to give up for God. When you become Abraham of God, God will become the God of Abraham. You didn't hear what I just said? When you become Abraham of God, God becomes the God of Abraham. God owns Abraham. Abraham owns God. Abraham. That was what Melchizedek said. Abraham of God. And he is the God of Abraham. When you come to such a point where you can take on any devil for the sake of God, God can take on any bastard for your sake. It's a walk of covenant. That covenant activates such a blessing. Abraham could go anywhere for God. He could go any length for God. He could do anything for God. He could sacrifice anything for God. So that placed on him such a blessing that can make God very person. All over this place, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. All over this place, the
as the prophet said it should be. All over this place, there's a mighty revelation of the God of the Lord.
Take your seat, number two. Receiving and obeying the word. Receiving and obeying. It brings the blessing. The Bible said in Revelation chapter 1 verse 3, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein. The light of the word of God steps you into a blessing realm. Not just the light now, but walking in that light. That was what changed the life of Peter. Thou art Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, flesh and blood has not revealed. I make you a rock. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 to 2. If thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, and you observe all these things, he said, I will set you on high, and all these blessings shall come upon you. They shall come against you one way and flee seven ways. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That is, you live by the word. You first of all, you receive light from the word. From that light, you take your steps. God said it, you moved. God spoke, you acted. That positions you for the blessing. Seeing revelation alone is not enough. It must translate into application. That is what changes your life. Somebody said, what is Bishop Oyedepo preaching that we are not preaching? Why is his result different? Oh, no, no. It's not what we preach that changes our life. It's what we do. It's not our preachings, but our practices. It's not our revelation, but our applications. The things we do, the steps we take, the move we make, and how we think, our mindset, based on what we see, that is what changes our life. Take your seat. Receiving and obeying the blessing. Number three is being a blessing to your generation. That brings you the blessing and preserves you. Being a blessing. In Genesis 12:3, he said, I will bless you. I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. In verse 2, he said, I will bless you and make your name great. God blesses a person to the capacity of their willingness to be a blessing. Say that again. God will bless you to the capacity of your willingness and readiness to be a blessing. If you are not a blessing to the world or to your world, to the extent to which I am a blessing to my world, you can't expect to be blessed to the extent to which I am blessed. Am I communicating? You bless the kingdom in your tithes, in your offerings, in your givings, in crusades such as this, in church plantings. You bless the poor. You bless the less privileged. Priest and prophet that God placed over your life as the Lord leads you, not as anybody demanded. Am I communicating? You are just generally a blessing. Then, it makes the blessing flow on your life to a very enormous degree. And when that blessing flows on your life, anybody coming to attack you receives attack. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor, say you are a blessing to the extent. Say you are blessed to the extent to which you are willing to be a blessing. Say it again. Say you are blessed to the extent to which you are willing to be a blessing. Take your seat. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are people, the kingdom of God is not feeling any blessing from them. The work of God is feeling nothing. Less privileged people are feeling nothing. Loved ones, relations are feeling nothing. You are blessed. Can somebody say amen? How do you activate the blessing to cause preservation? Number four, by connection to priestly and prophetic blessings. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. By a prophet was he preserved. Number six, and in verse 23 to 20, that was Hosea 12:13. And now number six, verse 23 to 26. Speak unto Aaron and to his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless you and keep you alive. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. The priest is charged with the responsibility of the preservation of the people. So your value for the priest over your life, for the prophet, your value, your obedience of instruction. Right? Because instruction is key to preservation. Instruction can avert destruction. Even from the altar generally. Very, very important. Connection to priestly and prophetic blessing. Number five. Connection to the blessing of kingdom service. The blessing of kingdom service is the blessing of preservation. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 to 26. He said, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. He said, I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Nothing shall cast their young nor be barren in your land. The number of your days I will fulfill. Through what? You shall serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Standing like these people are serving. Serve the Lord where those people are sitting inquiring. Serve the Lord cleaning the sanctuary. Serve the Lord intercessory department. Serve the Lord in media. Serve the Lord in all of these services. But I'll tell you one critical service that everybody must not neglect is the service of soul winning. That is, after you have been choir, you have been usher, you have been protocol, you have been intercessor, you have been everything, ensure that there are souls being planted in the Lord through your ministry, through your assignment. You know what he said? The 70 returned with joy because he sent them on assignment. In Luke chapter 10 verse 1 and 2. After they came back, they returned with joy that the devils are subject. Nothing could harm me. Nothing could. Why? What happened? Yeah, because you went on evangelism. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over every power of the enemy. And nothing can hurt you. Why? You just came back from evangelism. You decided to face my work. I will face the enemy on your behalf. Stand up on your feet. You will take the last one on your feet. Everyone here today, pastor, priest, lady, clergy, with all your service, ensure that the active action of soul winning operation is a fruit a month is on currently in our commission. Everybody must ensure you subscribe. That is the minimum of one soul is planted in church everywhere. Onisha Church, Enugu Church, Oka Church, Oka North, Oka Central. Everywhere. Finally, is connecting the blessing of upright living. That Lord will bless the righteous. With favor, you will compass him. He didn't say you will bless the wicked. He didn't say you will bless the unrighteous. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. He said, Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the Lord, love the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's the blessing. But look at verse 4. But the ungodly and also, do you understand? They are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Verse 5. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Those ones can be blown away. Any witch can fry them. People compromising and living anyhow. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. You see what he said about those who dwell with God? Isaiah 33, verse 15 and 16. Isaiah 33, 15 and 16. He said, he that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stops his ears from hearing of blood, this man who is doing his best to live up for God, he shuts his eyes from seeing evil. He said, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him, and his waters shall be sure. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Means what? Munitions of rocks. Rock top, 10,000 feet above sea level. This is the summary. He shall dwell in the realm that is beyond the reach of harm. There is a realm beyond the reach of harm. This man that walks like this. When was the last time arm robbers mount a roadblock for aeroplane? No matter how desperate the robbery is, that is not the realm to mount roadblock. He shall dwell in a realm that is beyond the reach of harm. Look at your neighbor, say, from today, he shall dwell in that realm that is beyond the reach of harm. Say it again, say, from today, he shall dwell in the realm that is beyond the reach of harm. How many of you receive something today? How many receive something today? Onisha, are you not blessed? Anambratis, are you not blessed? Monthly preservation service holding from Onisha. Lift up your hands and speak to God. Honor him, adore him, appreciate him. Worship him, glorify him. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Iko barata sakide galarada gashaluta. Le perete sita kalana magarada galayada lahoratosa. I like us to look at the points, the keys, and then we'll go to the major points. Now, say, clip, hallelujah. Say, Father, I receive the grace. Say, thank you for your word. Today, I come before you to receive the grace for a quality walk with you. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to receive your word, to see light from your word, and obey your word. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord, to be a blessing to my generation. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord, to connect priestly and prophetic blessing. Say, today I receive the covering of the prophetic mantle over my life in this commission. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, I surrender my life for kingdom service. Help me, Lord, to serve you to the best of my ability. In the name of Jesus. Then say, Father, I connect the blessing of upright living. I receive the grace to live for you in uprightness. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for 1 minute. Eat the Jesus.
Amen.
For every minister of the gospel here, just make up your mind to go and deepen your walk with God. Deepen your covenant walk with God. The extent to which you dash yourself to God and His work. Secondly, decide to be a blessing to your generation, to your world. Don't be a burden to the people. God sent you to bless them, not to burden them. Don't let the people look at you all the time and they are wondering whether you want to ask for something from them. Be a blessing. Let your heart bless them. Bless them at the place of prayer. Pray for them from the depth of your heart. Trust God that people will not, you know, many years ago, God pushed me to the first desperate 7 days prayer without food. At that time, you remember, even no water. Do you understand? I have to drink water towards when it was becoming too drastic, around the 4, 5, or 6 or so. I said, Lord, people cannot be, I cannot be surrounded by people with problem and I am helpless. And I am helpless. What is the use? That I call myself a pastor, a preacher, a teacher or something. I say I believe in the power of God. And affliction is everywhere and nothing is done about it. Pressure. What has pushed me into fasting most times has nothing to do with any challenge of that is personal or family. It has to do with how to further help, how to further advance God's kingdom, and how to further help the people that God brings my way. When I came back from the Philippines and I went before God in prayer, I said, Lord, it is possible that you may have done more things if I wasn't a hindrance in one way or the other. Please, if there is any way I stopped you from the extent you wanted to go, forgive me. If maybe I would have been more cooperative with you or more sensitive to your direction or move, maybe more things may have happened. But for any way that I, who should have been a channel, was a hindrance in any way, pardon. And show me more later. Show me how to walk with you better later. How to move with you better. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you are desperate. Your heart is panting and yearning. Papa Yedeko said, when I bless people, he said, I bless them with my intestine. So it's as if I should just empty my heart, empty everything inside me, let people be helped. When you are like that, you don't beg to be blessed. When you are like that, anybody looking for you is looking for your God. Lift up your hands and say, Father.
Father.
Everybody say, Father.
Father.
Help me to walk.
Help me to walk.
In a higher covenant walk. With you. Deeper level of intimacy. Deeper level of relationship with you. In the name of Jesus. And then say, Father, I ask that you help me to be a blessing to my generation in every way possible. A higher level of being a blessing. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray right now. In Jesus' precious name. Everyone who is intending to surrender their lives to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven? While we do that, the communion will also take their position. You want your sins forgiven? You want today to mark a new day in your life? Wherever you are, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, inside, outside, I am a sinner. Louder, in need of your help. Come into my life, Jesus. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.